Well, my precious heart dwellers, I want to keep up with you, and forgive me, I'm going to have to start being a little more informal just to let you know what's on the Lord's heart. And basically what I want to say is that he's really, really been bringing to my attention lately the seriousness of starvation on Earth and how he is really...
Okay. I found something on the web for this...
Ah. Oh, this is funny. World Hunger Poverty Facts Statistics 2016. Hey, maybe this is the Lord. Talk about being spontaneous here. Siri picked up on my phone on what I was saying to you. So, let's click on that. Maybe that was the Lord. Statistics 2016 World Hunger News. 2018 World Hunger and Poverty Facts and Statistics. The number of hungry people in the world. Let's check that out. Africa, Asia, Latin America. Let me turn my phone on its side so I can read this a little better. They have a graph here. Comparison of prevalence of number of undernourished people by region. The size of the circles represents the number of undernourished people in millions. Oh my goodness. We're talking about 552 million people in Asia. In Africa, 191 million. Oh, I know it goes up to 243 million people undernourished in Africa. Oh, dear. So, interesting how Siri brought that up for us, isn't it? So, what I want to say is that I went to the Lord for a rhema from one of my books the other night. I have a little library. It's got a nice little chair in it with a hole in the center. And I have a library in there, and I happened to go pick up a book that it caught my attention, and that's usually how the Lord does it. There'll be 8 books on that little shelf, and one will just stand out. So I grabbed it and I opened it. It was by Kevin Busconi, who's a wonderful, wonderful man of God. I really, truly think he's a very authentic Christian. He was in a church service. They were worshiping the Lord, and all of a sudden, the Lord came and got him and took him out of his body into heaven through the umbilical cord, I believe, because he experienced that flight that happens through the tunnel. And when he got there, he was standing in a room, and the Lord was sitting on a large white bed with a white canopy over it. He was sitting in the middle of the bed, and he was weeping and weeping and weeping and weeping. And Kevin began weeping, and he said, "Lord, what is troubling you? What is your heart?" And the Lord had him come closer and actually assumed his vision into his own vision. So he was seeing what the Lord was looking at while he was weeping. And he was looking at dying babies, children, mothers with no milk to give their babies, and the babies are dying in their arms. All over the world, dying children, children that don't make it to 4 years old because there's not enough food to keep them alive. And, of course, a lot more that die in birth because their mothers weren't healthy. And it's so very, very sad. And the Lord showed him each one of these people around the world. They were just flashing through his mind at breakneck speed. But he knew who these people were, where they were, what their story was, and everything. It was like he was in heaven and he was able to see all these things, right? The gist of the story is that the Lord is so grieved because of the death of these poor children and these poor people around the world. Now, he had been just dealing with me about cutting back on food and cutting back on other things, you know. If you've been tuning in, you know, he's been very, very, very strict with us lately about this. And we had put out the word that our donations were down and we needed help to cover salaries. And so money started coming in and he got to me again and he said, I need you to give some of that money away and feed people. You know, I mean, we're living on the very edge. Let me tell you, we're on a thin thread. And for him to say that, it must have been highly important to him. And I told him, of course, you know, I'll do it. And he brought up Nicaragua, and we give to them pretty regularly. So anything you end up giving to us, as soon as our needs are met, it goes out the door. We don't have any savings account or anything. And it goes to the poor. But I wanted you to know about this because there's some very serious consequences to having resource and not sharing it with the poor. There's going to be an extremely difficult moment standing before the Lord when he asks you what you did with your wealth because you can't take any of it to heaven with you. Did you buy boats and cars and all kinds of, you know, expensive toys and what have you while people around the world were starving to death? Those things are down on earth being passed on to your relatives or being sold or whatever, and you're in heaven without any fruit. It's serious. If you're in heaven, if you're standing before the throne. Tonight, someone brought up that they buy a lot of clothing, but then they give their clothing away afterwards. And so they do help the poor by giving their clothing away. But I really felt that I needed to say more about that. Just to warn, that may not be the best way for you to be giving to the poor. I mean, I give those things away too, but knowing how the Lord is feeling right now and how strict he has been with me about giving money to the poor, the moment we have any extra, which of course doesn't cover next week. You know, I'd like to hold on to something for next week, but he doesn't want that. He wants me to give it away the minute I get it in, after I've paid, you know, for that week's expenses. He's really stressing this point right now. He's told us we have time on the rapture, but if something went wrong and something changed, which would be wonderful, that we'd be going in the rapture, we're going to have to stand before the Lord and make an accounting of what we did with our resources. We may have worked hard to earn that money and feel like, well, we have the right to spend it on whatever we want. But that's not the case. The Lord has given us the ability to bring in money. And that is because he expects us as Christians to be like his heavenly Father and to give and take care of others. That's what he has on his mind. So anyway, I shared this. I said, the Lord weeps over the mother and babies that are dying because they have no food or breast milk, and will be held accountable to a very strict accounting for spending unnecessary money to look the way the world wants us to look. It is very serious, but most do not see what God goes through over our selfishness and ignorance. I recommend that you scour the Samaritan's Purse website and listen to what others are suffering around the world, and we give to them substantially. It may change your heart forever. When the Lord gives us money, he expects us to take care of his children with it. It can carry very serious consequences for your eternity if you do not. Remember, he also separated the sheep from the goats. And so then I quoted, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne and all the nations will be gathered before him. And he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothing, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of these, the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? And he will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of these least, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. That's Matthew 25. And I also quoted the rich man in Lazarus. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in Hades, where he was in torment. He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. But Abraham replied, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you is a great chasm that has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. He answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. No, Father Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead. Well, you know what that's about. I say this to you, dear one, because I have been seriously corrected, even today, over my selfishness. I do not want to be responsible for you or anyone else at the judgment throne. So I tell you these things. Love what Jesus loves and hate what Jesus hates. You know, this is a very difficult topic because we live in such affluence that our standard for living is so far above what these people live in. It's just, it's outrageous. When you go to Samaritan's Purse and you go through their website and you see what this displaced people are going through, it's just unbelievable. So we do, if we love the Lord, we do have a responsibility to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, follow him, and to give to the poor. The poor who cannot live without food and water. And that's one of the reasons we give to Eric the Flute Maker, is he is putting in water systems, latrines, and building houses. And now he's putting up a new orphanage in Nicaragua. His ministry has just grown so large. So we're always giving to him, and we also give to Voice of the Martyrs. and also to traffic children, people who are coming up against traffickers and trying to rescue the young girls. I share this with you just by way of admonition that our style of life is not going to be the standard in heaven. And the Lord is really, really, really looking for someone to partner with Him to take care of the poor. And that's why He increases our substance. Not so that we can have more things, but so that our conscience will be stirred to give to the poor. And the poor really are our gift. They're a gift to us from the Lord because they change our hearts. What can make us so selfish and interior, when we see the poor, our hearts go out to them and it softens our hearts and we grow in love and self-sacrifice. That's a tremendous gift. If we didn't have the poor to help, then we would be very hard people indeed and be very careless with our money. So I just want to encourage you, please keep that in mind as you're living your lifestyle every day. Keep in mind that there are people who don't have milk for their babies and their children die in their arms, and it's just too tragic. And if you love the Lord and you're His bride, if you saw Him sitting there and crying and crying and crying over all these children that are dying, if you saw that, wouldn't you want to comfort Him? So that's where we need to be, to comfort Him in prayer, but also to comfort Him with the substance that He's entrusted to us. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. You're greatly loved.